We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
The guy asked me. He knew I was covered. But he asked me anyhow. Why? Because he gets a bonus if I buy the insurance. He was trying to tempt me to buy insurance when I was already covered. And he knew I was covered. He knew I didn't need it. But he asked anyhow, because he wanted to see if I really believed in the benefits that come with my credit card.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Today you'll hear more from Craig Hagen and his teaching, The Ultimate Bailout Plan, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Craig Hagen for today's message.
See, a lot of folks, I mean, they're aiming for heaven because that's all the good they're ever going to have. You know, the folks that are so excited about walking on streets of gold and all that kind of stuff, I kind of wonder about them. It's because they're so miserable here, they're trying to get there. Or they're holding out and thinking, some happy day, I'm going to do that. When Jesus came, said, hey guys, I not only came that you might have eternal life, but I came that you might have abundant life here on the earth. So not just in the hereafter, but here. Now, I looked up faith again. I actually Googled it. And I found another definition the other day that I like. It's a strong belief having no physical proof. A strong belief having no physical proof. Meaning, you don't have any proof, but you believe it anyhow. A strong belief having no physical proof, you know. And basically, that's what, when we believe in Jesus, we're born again. You know, we all believe we're going to heaven in the sweet by and by. But actually, I don't want you to question your salvation, but really, you have no proof. I don't care if 18 of your friends had a vision and they've seen heaven. You don't actually know until you pass on. But the majority of Christians in America believe it. They have no proof. Physical proof, we believe. Why? Because hell's hot. And nobody wants to live there. But I mean, you can ask people, they don't question it, but they question whether healing's for them. They question, you know, whether prosperity's for them. What's the difference? You have no proof, but we still have Scripture. We still have Scripture. We have Scripture to prove it. Just like we have Scripture to prove, you know, that if we ask Jesus Christ to become Lord and Savior of our life, that we have Scripture to prove that we will have eternal life. That's when we started out in John 3:16. We have Scripture. Now, what we have to do is we have to understand the benefits that comes with the Heaven Express card. See, when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you get your ticket to heaven. Or you have the Heaven Express card, but there's benefits with that. Now, Psalms 103 says, 103:1 says, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You have benefits with salvation. This is my American Express card. I have benefits. All right. I'm gonna give you an example that happened to me. A year ago or so, maybe 2 years ago, when I went to rent a car. Now, one reason I travel with my American Express card, I'm never leave home without it. This portion brought to you by American Express. Anyway, the reason I travel with it is because I know about a few of the benefits. One benefit is when I use my American Express card for my rental car, it automatically covers me with the insurance. Now, I never had visible proof until one day I totaled my rental car, and I know it works. Right, Don? I didn't total two rental cars. One of them was broken into. It was a bad day in Atlanta. But you know the devil went down to Georgia, so I mean, you know. Just me and Don happened to run into him that week. And he does come to still kill and destroy. But praise God I had the American Express card. It covered my insurance on my rental car. But 2 years ago, I went to rent a rental car, and it was from Thrifty or Dollar, same company. They're based here out of Tulsa. All right, I'm not trying to push them, but if they want to give me money on my race car, I'm glad to say that. It was Thrifty or it was Dollar. I'm not sure. It was one of the two. And I gave him my American Express card, handed it to the guy. And so he's doing the click, 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 click. You know, they type in like 58 million clicks. I don't know why. I think the guy's in fact they're acting like he's doing something, just so we think he is. So then he goes, okay, he pulls out a little sheet of paper and has all these things. Said, these are all the insurances. Do you want to buy some? You know, and I said, well, I don't need insurance. I'm covering my American Express card. He looked up because that, you know, and smiled. He said, you're a smart guy. I'm like, yeah, because, you know, the Bible says if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask. And no, I just know the benefits of my card. That's one reason I have that card, because of one of the benefits. All right. He says, you don't know how many people hand me an American Express card or other credit cards that have the same benefits that I know have the same those benefits that covers them, and they still buy the insurance. But you know what? I started thinking, the guy asked me. He knew I was covered. But he asked me anyhow. Why? Because he gets a bonus if I buy the insurance. He was trying to tempt me to buy insurance when I was already covered. And he knew I was covered. He knew I didn't need it. But he asked anyhow, because he wanted to see if I really believed in the benefits that come with my credit card. See, the devil, the thief, is here to steal, kill, and destroy. And he knows he has no real power. The Bible says he's seeking who he may devour. He knows he has no power because you have all the benefits. But he'll still start hitting you up and tempting you because he wants to see, are you going to invoke your benefits? Or are you just going to let him pass by? Are you going to take a hold of those benefits? Are you just going to, you know, let them go on by and say, yeah, they're my, a lot of people that know they have them. Yeah, I know they're my benefits, but I just don't have time to invoke those today. And I'm not sure if they really work or not. I've never tried it out. Well, try it. You might like it. The deal is, like I said, Jesus Christ, our ultimate bailout plan, we've already been bailed out. So why are we looking for more handouts? Why don't you actually just put your faith in the one you already have? Why don't you just actually believe God that you'll have life and have it more abundantly? Why do you have to look for somebody else to give you something? Why do you have to worry about it? Now, people say, well, I just don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. Well, Mark 11:22. My keynote scripture, that's my favorite scripture. I know my grandfather read Mark 11:23 and 24. Mark 11:22 says, have faith in God. Have faith in God. And I say it over and over again. It's the same thing that's printed on your money. In God, we trust. It's right here. And I'm here to tell you that what's on your money is more valuable than your money itself. Because if you'll learn what's on your money, in God we trust, in God we put our faith, not in our government. See, really, our founding fathers, they said, yeah, this is government money, but it's really, it's God that we trust. The Bible says, it says in God we trust. You know, if you have a credit card, I don't have in God we trust anywhere on my credit card here. I don't have it on my checkbook unless I actually put it on there. So see, if I'm paying by cash, I'm saying in God we trust, and God we trust, and God we trust, and God we trust, and God we trust. If I put it in here, usually I'm saying, oh Lord God, please. Unfortunately, many people are just throwing their cash away and they're still not trusting God. Because they don't realize the power that's on their money. I didn't say the power of their money. I said the power that's on their money. God, the Creator, the one that made us to begin with. The one that said, let there be, and there was, and there still is. And there still is being. The Bible says to put your faith in Him, in His power, in His ability. Don't put your faith in yourself. Who cares about you? I don't care if you're the biggest loser in America. Actually, if you're the biggest loser in America, you can win some money because you can go on TV show and be the biggest loser. And it doesn't matter what you are. It's not about you. Now it's about you invoking your benefits, but not about you understanding how it works. I don't understand. I mean, you know, literally, it doesn't make no sense. It doesn't make any sense that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, but God sent him here. But he was born of a virgin, then we believe in him, we go to heaven. Doesn't make any sense, you know, logically, but it doesn't have to make logical sense. It has to make spiritual sense. Spiritual sense.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD entitled The Secret to My Success. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Seed Thoughts Devotional. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's book entitled Expect. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you are interested or would like to know more about Rhema, you can apply now for the fall of 2024. Also there at rbtc.org, you can apply, or you can also get information about the school.
Tomorrow, more from Craig Hagin with his teaching, The Ultimate Bailout Plan. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.